KLIF News Time 751. We there's just no end to the stories that come from America's institutions of higher learning that just drive us nuts.
This one takes the cake of recent ones, though.
I think so. Everybody's so worried about having their feelings hurt, and yet not willing to listen to anything anybody else says ever.
Because they're all in their own safe spaces.
That's it. University of Missouri. I guess that's where the whole safe space concept came from, right? It was like an opportunity in this particular part of the campus, right here on this patio. You can speak your mind and feel like you won't be coming under assault unless you disagree with us.
Right. And then but people couldn't even speak freely because people who were trying to give an opposing viewpoint were shouted down.
The people that were trying to discuss intelligently this Black Lives Matter movement were shouted down, shamed, and essentially kicked out of the safe space.
So I guess it wasn't so safe.
I think this whole safe space thing is nothing more than...
It comes out of the helicopter parenting movement. I've said that before, and I really believe that.
Absolutely, because we're not teaching kids that having your feelings hurt and running into problems is part of life, and you have to learn to deal with it.
Because
you have to stand up for yourself.
These are the kids that...
That's right.
Are the result of that generation.
These are the kids that played Little League without keeping score. These are the kids that got trophies when they didn't deserve them. These are the kids that got bumper stickers for mommy's car that says my student is an honor student at such and such school when it wasn't true.
Even though they aren't.
Because we're too worried about hurting anybody's feelings. We've gotten to the point.
They don't even have honor roll anymore at some schools because it would embarrass kids who aren't on the honor roll, you know?
Right. So I don't know. I just came up with a word for all of this. Because it's excessive and people are overly sensitive, I said, this is ex-sensitivity.
I like it.
And now, from the University of Ottawa, Canada, eh? Here's what we've got. A woman by the name of Jennifer Scharf, who has been teaching a yoga class for disabled students.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yes.
She's been doing this for 7 years and was ready to start up again in September.
Oh, nice.
The Center for Students with Disabilities informed her that they had been informed by the school that the classes would no longer be held.
They put the kibosh on the classes?
Yes.
So she thought it was a money issue.
Yes.
So she said, well, I'll teach for free. I don't care.
That's what she said. I'm just trying to, you know, I think this is a good thing. And the students seem to really get a lot out of it. But here's what happened. According to the Washington Post.
That wasn't the real reason. It wasn't a money thing.
She heard from a couple of students and volunteers who feel uncomfortable with how we're doing yoga.
Is it because of the positions? Some of the positions?
No.
I read something about some of the positions of yoga are offensive. I read a different article about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Everything
I'm sure.
Everything is at some point.
But so is Pilates and that kind of thing.
Here's the deal with yoga. It comes from the mystical East. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yoga. Here's the explanation for a representative of the Center for Students with Disabilities. Quote, yoga has been under a lot of controversy lately due to how it is being practiced and what practices from what cultures they're being taken from. Many of these cultures are cultures that have experienced oppression, cultural genocide, and diasporas, which, by the way, means the dispersion of people from their original homeland, like the Jews.
Does that mean we don't eat knishes?
I don't. You can because you're Jewish.
Oh, but you can't.
Right. Apparently. Due to colonialism and Western supremacy. So once again, it's our fault, and these disabled students can't be taught yoga because yoga belongs to the people of Eastern cultures
and no one else
that have
can
been
practice
put upon
it.
And oppressed.
And no one else
and so
can practice it.
Unbelievable, isn't this? So wait, that's not the best part. Here's the best part. They came up with an idea.
This is amazing. Unbelievable.
Jennifer Scharf said, well, what if we call it something different?
So she's going to rebrand her program to be a mindful stretching class.
We're going to call it mindful stretching and...
But we're still going to practice yoga. We're just going to call it a different name.
And the Student Federation going,
okay.
Yeah, all right. That sounds like a good idea because then it doesn't reflect upon the oppression of people from the Far East.
Oh my goodness, really?
Ex-sensitivity. It's
we
just
can't
make
this
it crazy.
Stuff up.
No. I've tried. If you want to tell this story to your friends, I'm going to...
Please do. We should post this on the Dave and Amy Facebook page. Yeah. It's too good not to.
Yeah, stay tuned because I'm sure tomorrow we'll have another new one.